Good morning. This is Impact Cincinnati and 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. The presidential election is just 5 days away, and many say the race is still too close to call. The only thing most pundits agree on is that Ohio could decide the election. We'll talk about Ohio and its role this morning. Joining me are Xavier University Assistant Director for Philosophy, Politics, and the Public Honors, Jean Beaupre, UC Professor and Co-Director of the Institute for Policy Research, Eric Rademacher, and WVXU's political reporter, Howard Wilkinson. You can join in the conversation, email your questions to impact@wvxu.org or post them on our Facebook page. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
I think a great place to start is with you, Eric, in polling. You had a new poll that came out yesterday, the Ohio poll. Tell us a little bit about it and how this compares, perhaps, to polling you've done in other presidential elections this close to the election day.
Well, you know, one of the things that really stands out this year is it's been very remarkable. We've done three polls now that have shown a very close presidential race in Ohio. And it does remind you of some of the other polls that we've done where the candidates have been neck and neck. In fact, two elections ago, at the very last projection that we made, we had President Bush ahead with 50.1% of the vote over John Kerry, and he actually, I believe, won by about 50.8%. So the polls have shown it close in Ohio recently, and it looks like, you know, the end of this year, we're going to see another remarkably close election here in Ohio.
You have a reaction to that, you guys? Do you expect that?
I absolutely agree. I mean, you know, if you're talking about a poll, in the case of the Ohio poll, that had a 2 percentage point lead for Barack Obama, statistically not significant, really. This is going to come down to who can motivate their base. Who can motivate the voters? Because there aren't that many undecided out there. What was it? You know, it was like 1% that said, don't know.
Right. And one of the other dynamics this year that's a little different, a little new to the way we have to think about this, is this increase in the number of people who have already voted. So we have to think of the electorate or the election day vote as a very different thing than just those people who cast vote on election day. In that poll that we're talking about, the one that we just recently finished, you're talking about the potential for maybe up to 30% of the vote to come from that early voting, and maybe even higher. I think the most recent estimate that came out was about 1.2 million votes have been cast in Ohio already for president.
And it, you know, it used to be, we used to say there were two campaigns. There was, you know, the campaign, it's like the red zone in football. You get down to the 10-yard line or something, and you get to the last 10 or 7 days, and it was the GOTV, the get out the vote effort. And campaigns have had to rethink their strategy. And I think pretty clearly the Obama campaign, who relies very heavily on getting their vote is harder to get out, probably started that effort earlier. Were very open about it, you know, that was the message that they delivered in every form that they could. And I think Eric's probably seen that in his polling to some extent.
Right. In the polling, you do see an advantage for the president among those folks who have voted already. The question is how much of the proportion of the vote ultimately that will be.
Right. Right. And that's the thing that, you know, the Obama campaign understands that on election day itself, Republicans are more likely to come out than Democrats in Ohio. And so they try to build this firewall of early votes and try to run up the numbers as high as they can. They claim to have done that, but then there's a question of, you know, how do you look at that? How do you look at who, the independents, the non-registered people who didn't vote in primaries?
And it still comes down to getting 50% plus one.
Sure.
So it may be that they, you know, even if their vote is out earlier, that doesn't mean they've gotten to 50% plus one when the, you know,
that's
when everything
exactly
shuts
right.
down.
Well, but I don't think there's any question that if President Obama does prevail in Ohio, we will look back to that early vote, get out the vote effort as a major reason for him winning the vote in Ohio. I think Howard's point about Republican turnout is exactly right. And that could have an effect on future presidential elections and the way they're run in Ohio in a way that's fairly astounding.
Well, one thing they are certainly doing is paying a lot of attention to Ohio. Howard, do you want to give a rundown of, I mean, over the next 3 or 4 days, you're
going to be traveling all over the place.
Yeah, if I can keep track of them, we'll start with Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan are holding a huge rally tomorrow night in Westchester. I expect a very big crowd. He's bringing along with him not just the candidate's wives, but all five of his sons. And the list looked like about half of the members of the Republican side of the U.S. Senate are going to be there with him. And then they're going to spread out across the state, because I don't think you'll see Romney that much anymore. But you'll have, you know, dozens and dozens of these surrogates moving around the state over the next 3 days. Michelle Obama is going to Miami University on Saturday. What's that about? That's about early voting, about motivating young voters who tend to support Barack Obama. Barack Obama himself is coming on Sunday to Fifth Third Arena at the University of Cincinnati, which is exactly the same location that he came to 4 years ago on the Sunday before the election.
Wow, right.
And holding a rally, again, aimed at younger voters.
So that's a lot of visits. Do you anticipate that'll be it? Will Sunday be it, or are we still going to see candidates around on Monday?
It depends on your definition of it. You can't turn on a TV. You can't turn on the radio. Won't be able to look at a newspaper.
But I'm not so sure we're going to see, you know, the principals, but we're going to see tons of surrogates and all kinds of stunts and press conferences and get out the vote kind of thing. Now it's not so much about rallies and big events and the candidates themselves showing up. It is about personal contact with voters and trying to get them up out of their couches and out to the polling places on Tuesday.
So they're going for their base at this point, not so much trying to convince people to vote
for them. And also the weekend voting on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, which is an important factor particularly for the Obama campaign, because they think that they can pull that off. They've got this Souls for Polls that many of the black ministers, not just here in Ohio, but in a lot of the key states, are trying to get their congregations to go out and vote early. And that if that happens, that's an overwhelmingly Obama vote.
I think it'd be interesting to watch, because, you know, you would wonder why would they run TV that late in the game. But I think what they would do at that point is pull out the message that they think will, you know, really be the one that gets people. Now, is that a negative message? You know, if you don't go out and vote, you're going to end up, you know, in 4 years of misery? Or is it that you've got to vote for whoever it is on either side, because they're our savior in some form or other?
It's interesting, as they continue to come to town and people come out, they don't seem to have any trouble drawing a crowd. So are those the people that already were going to vote? I mean, who's coming out to see them?
Well, generally they are the people that are going to vote anyway. And they're the people who work in the campaigns and actually make those phone calls and knock on those doors. It's to encourage them to go out and work harder. I mean, that's basically it. And to recruit more of their friends and neighbors to do the same. That's what it's about.
Yeah, and I think, too, that, you know, these last-minute efforts, one of the things that folks may want to watch is pay very careful attention to where these candidates are going, what states they're going to. That's going to tell you where they believe this election is decided, and we're down to probably 5 or 6 states where the election will be decided. And going into those states, you know, the candidates, they're tired. They know their campaigns are tired. They know their workers are weary. The electorate is certainly tired. So these events also have the effect of giving one last shot of energy to make sure that at the last minute, everything comes through the way the candidates have planned with their strategy and tactics.
What about the latest ruling on provisional ballots? And maybe, Howard, you can explain that. The Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled again about how those ballots can be counted.
Well, I mean, basically they said that, you know, they put a stay on this order that said people who show up in the wrong polling place can cast provisional ballots and those ballots would be counted. That probably would have caused quite a great deal of confusion for boards of elections around the state. It would have, in a very close election, could have created some chaos.
So I just want to put this sort of in English best I can, because it starts to get confusing. We keep hearing about the right church, wrong pew.
Mm-hmm.
That's if you go to the right polling place, but there are two tables set up there for different precincts. If you go to the wrong table, then your ballot still will be counted at this point, if that's the case. Is that correct?
Yes.
But if you go to the absolutely wrong building, if you're supposed to go to place A and you go to place B, then...
And you insist on casting a ballot. You will be given a provisional ballot, and that ballot will likely be rejected Ohio law.
Right.
And in either case, this is a question, not a statement, provisional ballots are not counted for some period of time.
Exactly.
And so we don't know the number of provisional ballots, but my presumption would be if the margin of victory, you know, is smaller than the number of provisional ballots, conceivably, we could not know until they can be counted, which, if I'm not mistaken, is November 16th.
17 days.
17 days.
Mm-hmm. After the election.
After the election.
Well, and in previous elections, we've sat here and talked about, you know, the next phase of the campaign when we've known it was very close like this. And we haven't talked too much today, I don't know if we will, but about all the lawyers that the campaigns have ready to go, to land in different states like Ohio. So maybe part of the reason we haven't talked much about it is that it's not a new sort of aspect of campaigning anymore to have these folks ready. And we can expect that if it's close, as Gene said, and there's any kind of funny business at the polls that people see, or the vote is within the margin of this provisional ballot issue, that it's very likely we could go into a recount scenario, we could go into a needing to count the additional vote scenario. And there will be legal representation here by both campaigns to try to achieve that.
And not just here,
end.
But in a number of other key states as well.
Right.
Including whatever I presume, including whatever the arrangements are made in places where they've been hit by the storm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do want to talk about that, too. We're going to take a short break, and we'll continue our discussion about the presidential election in Ohio, among other races, right here on 91.7 WVXU. So